always count it an honor and a privilege to stand here before you and be allowed to bring forth the Word of God. Heavenly Father, just move in our midst as you've been. Continue to move. And as your Word goes forth, Father God, a deeper understanding of you will come pass in each and every one of our lives. In your precious name, amen. Well, I'm just going to go off of basically what we were on last week. The Lord's Prayer. It came forth in song. It came forth from Tammy. I just want to start off from there with the Lord's Prayer, the model that he gave his disciples. Because the disciples wanted to know how to pray, what to do. And in the King James Version is the only version that has it a certain way. All the other versions have it a different way. And that is, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Does anybody see a difference that's in the King James and that we usually hear? Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Most of them have on, which... semantics. On's great. I want the kingdom on earth. But it says in his word that the kingdom of God is within us. There's a transition phase from the Old Testament to the New Testament, from the Holy Spirit coming on and the Holy Spirit infilling and being inside of us. We have the opportunity to have the kingdom of God inside of us. What's the kingdom of God look like? Is there sickness in the kingdom of God? Is there sorrow in the kingdom of God? Is there disease in the kingdom of God? No. We have the opportunity to have that inside of us, the kingdom of God inside of us. And as we allow the kingdom of God to become inside of us, then we can bring it forth to the world. I believe that's what the Lord wanted to get across to his disciples. To allow the kingdom of God to grow inside of you, that the world will see it through you. He was the great example, but we're supposed to be an example of him. Now, the Lord's Prayer, it contains six different petitions, if we look closely. The first one is his name. And I thought it was great. There was a lot of songs this morning about his name. That's the title of this message, if it has to have a title, in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus, the first of the six, the first three deal with the Father. Now, when we pray, there's nothing wrong with us praying for ourselves. There's nothing wrong with us praying for what we need. But as this model that he gave his disciples, the first three deal with the Father, his name, his kingdom, and his will are the first three things in that prayer. It's about him. And I think he was really trying to get that across to the disciples, that it's about him. When we pray, we got to be praying about his kingdom, his glory, his will for our lives before anything else. So if we use that as the motto of praying for things, I believe you're going to see great results and great answers, because you're praying with the right attitude and right heart, because you're praying about, most importantly, his will. And as we read his word is his will. What does he will for a given situation? What does he want to do in a certain situation? So there's times I know in my life I have to just slow down, stop. My mind can come up with a bunch of different ways to do it. You know, that's, I don't know about anybody else, that's the way I'm made up. I think of all different possibilities, situations, problems that could arise, and I try to analyze it all out. But I need to stop and want to know what his will is for this given situation. It might not be the way he did it the last time. He might want to do it a different way. And I don't want to be out of his will, because if you're in his will, things just click. It's great getting up in the morning because you know you're in his will doing what he wants you to do. But when we get out of his will, I know what that's like also. It's no fun. You try throughout the whole day to figure out what you're supposed to be doing and why this ain't working. Why isn't this going the way it should be? It did before. Just take time to slow down and ask what he wants to do. What do you want to do today, Father? Where are we going today? So, like I say, the first three are dealing with the Father. The last three deal with our needs for provision, for pardon, and for protection. So as we read that Lord's Prayer, it is an exceptional prayer to pray, because it is the model of how we should pray for every situation in our life. Because if we're in his will, we will have protection. There, I look at it as like an umbrella over you. When you're doing what he's supposed to be doing, there's not a thing in this world, in hell, anywhere else that can touch you if you are a child of the Most High God, if you're in his will, if you're doing what he wants you to do. There's nothing there that can touch you because you're in his hand. You're doing what he wants you to do. So there's times where situations and circumstances come around, we ought to evaluate if it's not going quite right, whether or not we're doing the will of the Father or we're doing what we think we should do. It's just a check. It's not always, and it ain't completely set in stone, but there's a lot of times if things aren't going right, maybe we're just not doing the will of the Father like he wants us to do. Now, talked about the name of Jesus, and before I say anything about what the name of Jesus does mean, we have to go with what it really doesn't mean to say in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' names means more than simply adding it to the end of our prayers. It's just not an add-on. We don't just put it there and just expect something to happen. It's not an add-on. It's actually a way and a heart that we should pray. Did you know that not a single prayer in the New Testament ends with a phrase, in the name of Jesus? Something to think about. Some people use this phrase as some kind of spiritual open sesame, abracadabra, that if I just tag the name of Jesus on it, all's good. That's not the way to use the name of Jesus in our praying. And there's many of people that misuse the name of Jesus. They don't represent Jesus. They'll tag that on as though they're of Jesus. Anymore in our society, even the word Christian sometimes makes me cringe, because I'm not supposed to judge people, but I am a fruit inspector. And the fruit of their life does not show that they're a Christian. I prefer to say, let's be Christ-like as a disciple. Isn't that much better? Because if you're Christ-like, you look like Christ would on this earth, and not what they tag Christianity to be anymore. It's It's getting worked from what I'm seeing. You know, I'm Christ-like. I want to be considered Christ-like. I want people to see Christ through me. The importance of the names in the Bible. Back in the Bible time, names really meant, I think, more than they do today. There was a basic meaning upon different names in the Bible. They often represented the character, the personality, the destiny of certain people. It meant a lot about their reputation, which it meant more, I believe, back in the Old Testament than it does now. The very first petition in the Lord's Prayer is what? Hallowed be your name. Hallowed was used to bring great, great value or worth to something. It's more than just holy. It's something sacred. We should have a great value towards God. I know what he's been working in me is even more and more paying attention to him first. That gets hard. You know, it does. Let's admit it. It gets hard. We get up in the morning, we get about doing our own thing and just go and do it and, you know, tags along and, you know, thank you, Jesus, for this food. Amen. You know, put his name on it, you know, haphazardly sometimes. But we got to realize how holy, how reverent our God is and how personal relationship he wants to have with us throughout the whole day. He wants to come along. He wants to be the one in control of your day. Isn't easy when you have full-time jobs. I understand that. I understand that wholeheartedly. You know, some people work a 9-to-5 job, which is great, and you get relaxation. You know, own your own business, you understand it's 5-to-9. It just is. You know, there's paperwork to do. There's just, you know, all kinds of stuff comes up. But it's fun to put God in the center of our day. And just allow him, as we're out and about, to intervene. He'll bring people across your path that, I know with mine, I got to get to the next job. I got to get to my next destination. He'll bring somebody across my path. And I know if I stop and pause and make eye contact with them, there's a half hour. Yeah, you got a half hour at least because, you know, and I don't even have to say, how are you doing? Because that opens up a whole nother half hour. It's just stop to talk. And people a lot of times need that. They want to feel appreciated. So that just adds on time of the day. You know, and I could tell my wife I'm going to be home at 5. And when it's now 7, she usually knows, well, you ran into somebody that needed to talk. It's just that's the way it is. But we want to be able to represent the name of Jesus properly. What does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? When you are praying in the name of Jesus, you are confessing your faith that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Not Muhammad, not Buddha. Not Hare Krishna. There's only one way. It's not all-encompassing God. It is in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible specifically says that's the only way is by the name of Jesus. First Timothy 2:5. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. When you pray in the name, you are acknowledging that His name is the supreme name in the universe. There's not a single person that can compare to Him. He's number one. He should never be number two. He should be always the first and foremost name above all. Because in Philippians 2, 9-11, therefore God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To me, that's set in stone. When it's that clear in the Word of God that His name is above every other name, we should bank on it. His name is valuable, precious. Now we're coming up on Easter, Resurrection Day, however you want to put it. Next week, I guess, is what they consider Palm Sunday, where Jesus walked through the town and they put palm leaves down and Hosanna to the highest. You know, He's the greatest thing that ever came along. The next week, they kill Him. They should go, But Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed three times that the cup of suffering would pass. Three times He asked His Father, if there's any other way, let it pass. Let it pass me. Let it pass me. But not my will, Thy will be done. If we pray in the name of Jesus, that's the way we should pray. Not my will, Your will be done in this situation. Like I said, I can analyze and will a bunch of different ways. Some might not be half bad, but is it His will? It is never wrong to pray for our needs. But if we follow the Lord's Prayer, we'll begin our prayers with a focus on God and His glory. And that focus will help us upon our needs and put them in the proper perspective. And that's what it's all about. What's the proper perspective? As Pastor Nathan says about repentance. Repent. Go to the penthouse, a higher view, get a better perspective. That's what I want. I want God's perspective on things. I don't want my perspective. I don't want my thoughts and theories about things. I want God's thoughts, His perspective on a situation. And that all comes to having the kingdom of God inside of you. You have the kingdom of God inside you. The Word says you do. It says the kingdom of God is inside of you. If you are born again, receive Jesus into your life, has made Him Lord, are desiring to be a disciple. See, they're all different steps. You know, you can have, as we grow, there's different steps. It's not easy being a disciple. It isn't. There's a difference. There's a difference between just receiving Jesus into your life and being saved and having a ticket to go to heaven, so to speak, and making Him Lord. Making Him Lord of your life is a little different. It's yes, sir, in everything He says. No matter what it is, it's yes, sir. That's when you make Him Lord. Make Him Lord of your life this day. And when we use the name of Jesus, let's use it in a reverence, expectant expect things to happen when you use it because it's valuable and precious. When you use the name of Jesus, as you live the name of Jesus, expect things to happen. He's going to move in your life. He's going to move, I believe, in even this week. When you pray in the name of Jesus, expect to see something mighty happen. Because everything's going to bow to the name of Jesus. Everything has to, because the Father said so. So just expect things to happen this week. And let's just honor and reverent the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for another opportunity to go forth this week as a representation of Jesus, allowing him to flow through us, be our hands, be our feet, speak through us unto others that their lives will be changed, they'll be touched, they'll experience love for the first time, peace for the first time maybe, joy for the first time, Father God. Just help us to allow the kingdom of God to flow out of us unto whoever we come in contact with, because we are operating in your will and not ours.